Vayter and Shasra and Kiddushin Daf Nun, picking up on Mem Tesima Beis Bada Bada Page Bada Gemara. Bada Gemara. Three lines up from the bottom. Story time. We left off with the Mishnah, which continued on from the previous theme of Mishnayos, and that is that if somebody says, I'm something, and ends up not being that thing, then what's the din? So now says the Gemara. There was a guy who sold all of his properties in order to move to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, something came up against his, what could he do? It was out of control and he didn't go there. The time he sold it, he didn't say anything. Rashi says that he didn't say he didn't say he was doing in order to be able to move to Ilu Parish Bishas Mekir. He would explain at the time he did it, that's what he was doing it for. It's only selling in order to move. He didn't want to sell in order to live here with nothing. So what happened is, what's the din now? This is called Dvarim Shabalev. Dvarim Shabalev and Dvarim, words that are in the heart, are not considered words. What do you want me to tell us? What I'm going to tell you, we don't know what you're actually thinking. So if you want to pull a movie in and say, oh, I was really thinking this, we don't know that, then nothing we're able to do about it. Sorry, you lost it. This principle of Dvarim Shavim Dvarim. We're going to try a few attempts and then we're going to finally get it. Elim Mahad the Tani Vunasir, we learned it out from the following. Beep, turn the page. Nun Amad Alf, Yakriv Oso. The Pasuk is saying about someone who makes a neder that they're going to bring a carbon that they have to go and they bring it. Rashi says, "Kra Yiseru." It's an extra pasuk. The Hak Sibereisha the Kra Zacher Tamim Kivenu. They should bring his Zacher Tamim. Malam Shekovna. So that teaches us that we force him. Rashi says, "Lekayim Divrei Nidro," to mekayim the words of his neder. Yachal Bal Karcho. You would have thought that the person would be able to show up to do this against his will. Tamid Loma Lir Tsono. It's got to be done with his desire. Hakate said, "How does that work? How you force him to steal his desire?" Kovna So Ad Sheyom wrote something. We force him until he says, I want to do this. Put the pressure on until he says I want to do this. Now, Vamai, why is this considered like he did it l'irtso? No, Habalibe lo nichale. Really, didn't want in his heart. He didn't really want to do it. Alalav must be mishum darmin and dvarim shabalev and dvarim. That which he's saying in his heart, that's not considered dvarim. And therefore, we have a source of dvarim shabalev and dvarim. Says Gemara, maybe not. Vidilma Shaini also, maybe that case is different. Because we know that this guy really wants to get a kapara. He's see it's a hurry, he's overcoming over here, but when he wants to, when he agrees that he's showing what he really wanted. Elimi Seifa, so maybe we can learn now from the Seifa of that. It says, we find a similar din when it comes to getting divorced and to letting go of a slave. We force him until he says, I want to do it. Why should that work? Really, in his heart, he didn't want to do it. Must be that we say because dvarim shabalev are not considered dvarim. Says the Gemara, maybe that's not right either. There's a mitzvah to listen to the words of the chachamim. Says Rashi, v'islan lichzuke becheskas mekayim mitzvah v'gemar belibo lekayim divrei beis. And this person really wants to uphold the words of beis, and for whatever reason, this person has to be getting divorced. That's like over his eved. So therefore, he really does want this in the first place. They don't arrive from here. Ela amar Yosef me'acha. We learn it out from the following, from a mishnah which is coming up in a few weeks. A mekadesh is a isha v'amar. Someone marries a woman, he says, Kasavir Yisi she Kohanis. I thought she was a Kohen. Vari Levi, and she's really Levi, or Levi, but it's just Kohanis. Ania Vari Ashira, Ashira Vari Ania. Mikudeshes Mipnei Shaloi Tatu is considered Mikudeshes because she never lied to him. She never said she was something she wasn't. He just, for some reason, had his mind something. That's not her problem. Therefore, it's considered Mikudeshes. Va'amai, Hakamru Kasavar Isi. He just spelled out that I thought that it was something else. Elimi Shum Darmina, Dvarim Shabaliv, and Dvarim must be because behold, the things in your heart are not considered things. We don't know what you're really thinking. So there's our rise. Is Gemara? Nope, maybe not. Maybe over there it's different because he's just being machmir here because maybe he's not sure whether it's a good kiddushin, and he's just saying that we have to be machmir to say that it is considered a good kiddushin. Says Rashi, Klomar, Ika lemeimar dahad the tani mikudeshes lechumra kamar. Just being machmir. She'enu muteres la'achav beloget. She's not much someone else that get avak kiddushin gemurim lo'avu levatel kiddushin acherim. Is not considered a complete kiddushin to knock off another one. Shalo yitpas, ba she'im shalo yitpesu ba. Is what he changes to. She'im ba ach of a kitch of someone else came in the meantime and married her, tzvicha get off misheni. She would need to get also from the second one also. So maybe we don't have a raya dvarm shebleivim dvarm over here, but rather we're just being machmir. Says Gemara, el amar abaye mehacha. Rather what we're learning from here. Bekulam. We learn it out from our own very mishnah that we saw on the previous amud. Bekulam, in all the cases where the guy said that it's al tanai about something that didn't happen, afal pi shamar, even she says, believe me, I was lo afal pikein, I was willing to marry him, even so, Adam Gadesh is not considered Megadesh. If am I, Hakamar believe me, she says, but it was in my heart that I wanted to marry him, even if he was telling me a lie. It must be the fact that it's not good because Devarim Shabalev Einam Devarim. Says Gemara, Vidilma Shani Asim, maybe it's not a Raya, maybe that case is different. Maybe it's different. You wanted to bring this Raya, Devarim Shabalev Einam Devarim, but Vidilma Shani Asim, the Kevin Da'asni, since he made it Tanai, specifically, he made a particular Tanai over here, so then. And she doesn't go against it. Lav kol kamina de akra lo l'taneo. We don't believe her to uproot the tanai that was made. Rashi says, "Kiven de asne shapirish tanai bepiv." He said it explicitly. Lav kol kamina lameikat tanai be dvarim shabaliv. It can't be that dvarim shabaliv is going to uproot that. Hol v'shama v'lo michta. She heard it. She wasn't mocha. She didn't protest. Lomar to say, "Afapikein ani chafitzavach." Even so, I want you. Kadesh shall see below tonight. If you know, I'm willing to marry you no matter what the case is. Lav kol kamina daka l'taneo. And therefore, you don't have a right here that dvarim shabaliv einam dvarim, because maybe that case in particular is taka we say dvarim shabaliv are dvarim, but not in a case where it's going to uproot a specific statement. Ela amar rav chiya bar avin uvda hava be rav chista. There was a situation that came up in front of rav chista. Rav chista be rav huna. And Rav Chista went to go ask Rav Huna. I says, "Klomer halach lebei midrash of Rav Huna la'ayim b'davar to check it out." Pashtu ameha, and they figured it out from a mishnah and meila. Ha'omer l'shluchu, some says a shliach. Chave li min achalon o min hadluskima. If a person says, he says to a shliach to go get him. Bring for me from the chalom, from the window, or from the lustrum, from a box. Like, go get the money. Rashi says, "Ma'os v'ayu sham ma'os shel hektish." There's money for hektish over there. V'shagag balabayis. He made a mistake here because servishin chulin. He thought it was chulin, and he sent him to go get it for hevilo. And the shliach came and brought him, but the money brought him. Rashi says, "Ma'os chalon." He brought him, but it ended up being that it was hektish. Even if the balabais afterwards says, "Loya liba libi el alzeh," my heart was only that he should take something which was not considered hektish. Rashi says, "Loya libi mikizeh el mikizeh." I want to take from the one that wasn't. Kivich hevi lo mizeh. Since the sheikh ended up bringing him from this one, he didn't spend them. Balabais mal is over a state of meila. Rashi shari also shliach shlichus. So he did shlichus. That's one of the cases where we find that there is shlichos, even though there's something that's coming out which isn't so good over here. So what do we see? Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, even if he was saying, I want it to be from another place. V'amai, why is it true that he's a shliach? Ka'amar belibi, he said, I wanted my heart different. Rashi says, v'harveli lo asa shlichuso. And it ended up being that he didn't do a shlichus based off what he's saying. Elolabi, shum darmina, dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. Must be because we say, dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, in which case, nice try, nothing to do with me, it's your own problem. Says Gemara, but hold on, v'dilma shani asa, maybe that case is different. D'lamiftar nafshe mikarbon ka'asi. Generally, we would say dvarim shleim habid dvarim, but this particular case we say not. Why? Because he's trying to save himself from having to bring a karban. Rashi v'shkuri kamashaka is just lying over here. Aval hi gavra. The case we're talking about, the guy moved to Eretz Yisrael and he sold all the stuff, and then he comes back chazinan the tarich lalos. So you saw he takab made the journey, tried, and Eretz Yisrael v'nana, something was beyond his control, and therefore we should say dvarim shleim habid dvarim. And not bring a rat from here, that dvarim shleim lav in dvarim. It's just only this particular case we would say that. Says the Gemara, no. Hava leila meimar mezid hava. If it was so that he wanted to lie to get out of bringing a carbon, he could have done it differently. He could have just said that he did it b'mezid. Because someone doesn't either b'mezid, doesn't have to bring a carbon, but he didn't do that. And therefore, we learn from here, dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. Says the Gemara, lo avid inish damashe nafshe b'shia. What are you talking about? Person wouldn't go and say that he did it b'mezid. No one wants to make himself into a rasha. So we say, taka, maybe dvarim shebelev our Dvarim, but this case is a bit different. It's going, no, Havali Lomar Niskarti. If he really wanted to get out of a carbon, he could have just said, I remembered that the coins were hektish just before he spent it. And this also would have got him out of bringing a carbon. Rashi says, Iskarti la'acher la'otzia b'shuk b'shlichusi. The Niskarti Shem Shal Hektish called him Shem Shal Hektish before he ended up using them. The Tanakh, because we learned in a Brisa, because I think we have a switcheroo over here. We switched it to the Tanya, because we learned in a Brisa. Niska Balabais, if you remember, Velo Niska Shliach, but the Asia didn't, then Shliach Mal, then the Shliach is the one who's over Me'il over here. And that's what he could have said, but because of the fact that we see that we knocked that out, it must be clear that Dvarim Shabalev Enam Dvarim, he didn't decide to say that and it went to Vart. Ahu Gavra Dizabin. Okay. So now we're going to another similar case that we just saw. Ahu Gavra Dizabin Lichse, he sold all of his stuff for Daitel Mesigar Dishal in order to go and to move to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Parish Lay the Daitel Achy of it. He said straight out that is what he's doing it for. Salik Velo Isaveloi Isdale. He went there to Shal, but he wasn't able to go and live there. Rashi says, Velo Yachal Lador. Omishum Chiser Mizonos, Olo Matsadira, he didn't have enough food or livelihood, or he didn't have a place to stay. And therefore, he had to come back and he wanted to get his stuff back. Amarava, Kolda Selika Daiti Lemedahu, anyone who sells his stuff and says he's going up to live in the land of Israel, then is saying that he's going to live there. Velo, Vahalo Istarle, and this person wasn't able to live there. And therefore, it's null and void, and he's able to get his stuff back. Rashi says, "V'havli command the low matzah." It's like, while this vina, the sale goes back. Ikadami, some say a little differently that what brother daita lemesak v'hasalikli, his intention was to go up, and he went up. And therefore, the fact that he was able to do that is not going to knock up the sale, and he's not able to get his stuff back. Sorry, you went there, you tried, and it didn't work out for you. We're so sorry, but you can't get your stuff back. Ahu gavad is abinin hu lenichse. There was a guy who sold all the stuff in order to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he had that intention. He set it out that that's what he's going to do. L'sof lo salik. Eventually, he didn't go up. He wanted to get his stuff back. Amar Rashi ibay salik. If he really wanted to, then he could go up. And the fact that he didn't is not going to knock off the sale of here. Rashi says, ubididei kaima milsa delo bat lezvine. They call him a milsa, and since it's up to him, therefore the milsa, the zvina, the sale, is not batal. Igad Amri, some say Iboy lo salik. If he wanted, he couldn't have gone up. Well, Iboy lo salik, meaning, what if he wanted, he couldn't have gone up? I says, but to me, I'm me unso. I did anyone force it, wasn't able to do it. I've been out with the difference in the two cases. Igad Benayu, the Isli unsa bearcha, where there's actually an onus that stops him from going up. According to the case, according to version one, we say his stuff is still sold because that's what he said. You can go up if you want. According to version two, though, it's the sale is void and he gets his stuff back because is what? He wasn't able to? The answer is Taka, he wasn't able to, and that's why he didn't go. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Ha'omer l'shlucha, someone says to his shaliach, he says to his messenger, save a cash, isha plonis, one complonis, go marry this woman in this place. Go marry me, Maria. She converted, of course, or she was always that, but her name is Miriam, and they called her Maria. Go marry me, Maria, down by the port. V'halach v'kizim v'komachin, he married her in the top of a building. Enim kadashes is not mikudeshet, it is not a marriage. Rashi says the dafka kamerle, Makom Ploni, he said this particular place, Sheish Lisham Oavim, Vimba Adam Lomer Devarim Alai Befneim Yimchu Biyado. Aha, so forget it like the port and whatever. He says, marry me, marry her for me in New York. And he ended up doing it in Montreal. He says, no, I daf go in New York because people that love me over there and they're going to we can talk smack, they'll back me up. Harib Makom Ploni, but if he uses a lush and she happens to be in this place, watch this Tim Tzen of Ein Zuk Peda. That's where you'll find her. If he keeps a Makom Achin, he gets married in a different place. Harizim Gadesh is considered like it's married because it's just a Mara Malkum. He's explaining where exactly she was, and that's where you'll find her. Slak the Gemara, Tananami Gabigit. And we saw this already, mentioned this yesterday in Daf Samachay and Gitin. The Mishnah also says the same idea. Omer Tunu Getzel, Ishti Makom Ploni, give this get for my wife in this particular place. Vanessa Lo Makom Achin, but in a different place, possible to get is no good. Harehi Component, but if you say she is in a certain place, unless a little makamach, you give another place, kosher, it's going to be a good get, because that's just Mayer Makam. Now, Uchricha, why do I have to teach both of these dinim? Why do I have to teach it both in terms of mawage and reference to Gittin as well. We need to teach both the Yashmin on Gabi Kiddush, just what about Kiddush, and then Makam de la Kurva Ka'asi. I would have said in a situation that he wants to bring her closer to him. I want to get closer to you. So then his thought process is, Bahai Asarach Rachamuli, Velo Mimale Mile Elevai. In this place, people have Rachamim on me, and they're not going to speak badly about me to this woman that I want to marry her. But in this place, they don't like me, so they're going to speak negatively about me in order to end up marrying her. So therefore, I'm being dafka, say, I want to marry her only that place. When it comes to Gittin, where they're just coming to separate themselves, say, I don't care where it is. They like me, they hate me, what do I care? And therefore, no matter where he divorces her, even if he says in this place, it's going to be no good. If he says divorce in this place, he divorce in another place, it's going to be no good. I start to say it's not true. It's going to work. And if he says it's going to be, you would think no matter where divorce is, it'll be good. If I said, tell you no, it's not going to be true. V'yishmen gabi gershon just what a gershon by aser nichale dinizbe. Then maybe we would say that by aser nichale dinivze, that I'd rather do it in a particular place. So it's an embarrassing thing, and I don't want to be embarrassed. Therefore, do it in this particular place where I don't mind. That I don't care about Gabi Kiddushin when it comes to Kiddushin. There's no like embarrassment there. Emma Luchipsley is making aware of differences. Therefore, Tzvicha has to be said in both cases. It's got to be Dafka. If she's saying do it in this place, it's got to be done in that place. If she happens to be in that place, that's a different story. Next mission, Makadish Yalman Hashem Alev, the Dharma of a guy goes and marries a woman on condition that she doesn't have any Nadarim. Uvinim Salah Nadarim, turns out Shteka does have Nadarim. Ainim and Kadesh, they're not married. Constant stop, if you are a stop without saying anything, Vinim Salah Nadarim, turns out she has Nadarim. Tate Shlob Ksuba, she goes out without any Ksuba. Says Rashi, the Amar Efshi, Bishin Nadarim. I can't be married to a woman who's making Nadarim. Aval Gita, Ba'ayim, and Devarim, and these are get to be their Baron. Misveka Kevin de lo parish del Madaite Nami on Adronis, because he didn't specify this idea. So maybe he was also willing to marry on Adronis. But once we see this, then we say, no, all right, she's out without any sort of any ksuba. I'm not shading on that moment. Let's see, a marriage says, I'm marrying her condition that she has no moment. Vinim Sabah Moon says that she does have a mom. Then Ainim Gadesh is not married. They're not married. Kansa Stam, if you are at Stam, Finisa Bamun finds out the Mumim, Tate Sok Suba, he goes out. She goes out without any Ksuba. Shekol Hamumin, Apostle Bekohanim, Apostle Menashim, all Mumim that are going to apostle for Kohanim, meaning for me able to go and be a work in the Beis HaMikdash, also going to be a Mum for a woman also. Reference to marriage. Rashi says this is Mefurashim, Bibachar, some Mefurash over there. Says the Heilige Gemara. We also have a Mishnah in Ksuvas which says the same thing. I am based on my base. Exactly the same Mishnah. Why is it coming up twice? Halcha Kiddushin Itzuchele. Over here, we need it for Kiddushin. It's coming to teach the part of the Mishnah that's relevant to the idea of Mawage. Rashi says, Tana din ksuba atu din kiddushin. We're talking about the idea of marriage, so there we go. And we mentioned the idea of ksuba as well. Tana ksuba to kiddushin, as the Gemara now spells out. Hasam ksuba sitzuchalei. But over there, and he's talking about the ksuba, Rashi says, the koi bidine ksubas, itzuchalei, mash mishum ksuba vatana mekadesh. Therefore, writes the out. Tanakh Kedusha Ksuba says Gemara, as the Gemara says now. Zok the next Mishnah. Hamakadish Teina Shemeshava Pruta. Let's say I want to marry two women with one Pruta, kill two birds with one stone. O Isha Achas, but Pachosim Shubuta, or one woman with less than a Shava Pruta. It's a problem, right? Alpha Bisha Shalach Sivlonos Achakan, even if he sends her gifts after the fact, right? She says Doronos. Present Shadar Chasan Shlocha Yusoso that he goes and sends. Even if he goes and sends nice gifts, peep turn the page, don't have a base. Einu Mikadeshes, they are not married. Shabach was Kiddushin Rishon himself because he's sending the gifts on the back of the original Kiddushin. Rashi says, Velo Aminon, Yodea Hayashen Kiddushav Kiddushin. Yeah, we know that the original Kiddushah wasn't good. Vishalch Zavonus Lashem Kiddushin, and the gifts are sent for Kiddushin. El Amrin and Machmas Kiddushin. Rishon himself, we say, is because of the first ones that were sent, if it's no good. Vachain Katan Shakiddush, and similarly, a Katan that gets married to a woman, and then afterwards sends gifts, only after he became a Gadol. Rashi says, Vishalch Zavonus, Meshagdel. You don't say that the marriage is now happening from the Sivlonus, but rather you're saying it's El Daita. It's on the das of the original stuff, and therefore it's not considered that they are married at all. Notice that we have three cases over here, and each case we said they send gifts afterwards, and it's not going to be good. Either he gave one to two women, or half to one woman, or you have the case of the katan, shehigdel, all of them are going to be no good, even though they send the gifts after. Tzricha, you have to see all three cases. De'i Ashmain on Rashi says Tzricha lemistei shtei nashim meputa lemistei o achas bechos mishav meputa. V'kam shechashvin lebekula de savlanos the basa achilav kedushin. It's that the gifts afterwards are not considered for kedushin. The Ashmain shav meputa. If we just would have brought the case of the first case of a pruta for two different women, then maybe we would think I did the karnafik mamonim minei toy. That this person, he's giving that amount, you know, to marry a woman, you have to give a shavapruta. Rash says, Toy v'savar the kedushin inu. V'lomat z'gadayte the v'lom v'shem kedushin. Savlonis, he's saying, no, that's not for kedushin at all, because he's thinking, and he said, oh, I gave a shavapruta, so it's two women, it's still shavapruta, and therefore, no way was he thinking about the gifts. Al pachos m'shavapruta, ema yodea shen kedushin tofsim pachos shavapruta. Everyone knows it's not going to work with less than shavapruta. Therefore, for sure, v'chi kamashada, savlonis adayte the kedushin kamashada, and therefore, they should be married. He answers, no, even that case, no good. Both of those first cases, Mishum de Bain Pruta, Lepachos, Mishava Pruta, Lokim Lula Inche. The difference in a Pruta and less than a Pruta is so slight that maybe he's going to think it's considered like a Pruta and therefore he's not having any das that the gifts are for marriage. Of a Katan, Shakidis, when it comes to a Katan, he gets married. I call Yodan Shen Kedushin to Katan Klum. Kedushin Katan Klum. Everyone knows that the marriage of a Katan is nothing. So, Ema Ki Kamashad, Sivlonus, Adaita, Kedushin Kamashad. Let's say that when he sent the gifts, he's obviously doing it for the state of Kedushin. Kamashalan comes to tell you that even in that case, it's not going to be considered anything. Itmar. Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Choshishin Lisivlono, says Rashi, what does that mean? Misha Shidish Kweisha. A guy's talking with a woman about getting married. Vinisratza. And this is all good and dandy. They're all like, this is lovey dovey. This looks really nice. People want to get this done. Rashi says, the Messiah Shashin is Vinisratze. She's like, clearly, it wants this to happen. She wants to get this marriage and going Vaiter, Vikidim, Vashilak, Sivlonos, Be'edim, and he sends gifts over with Edim before he actually gets married to her, but he sends gifts. Choshin, we're worried, Shema Kiddushin, maybe this is Kiddushin, Vim Niskat Shalachar, Tricha Gedman, Rishon, and if she gets married to someone else and she needs get from the first one. Vachinam, Rabbi says also Choshin, Sivlonos, we're worried that maybe this actually is for marriage. Amar Rabba, Umos Vinon Ashmaitzin, but we asked a question on this idea. From the Mishnah, Rashi Yeshli Lahoshava Devaraya can actually ask the Kasha on myself. Afa Pisha Shalch Siflonis Achamikan. Mishnah says, even if they send gifts afterwards in Mikudesh, it's not considered like their Mikudesh. Therefore, it must be that we're not concerned that a man who sends these things has in mind that it should be for Kiddushin. Amaleh Baye. So Baye says back now, Hasam Kiddushin time we say, Shemachim's Kiddushin Rishonim Shalach. He said it because of Kiddushin Rishonim, that's what we're worried about. But in this case over here, there's no Kiddushin Rishonim, therefore we're going to say that Taka, this is maybe for marriage, we're going to be worried. Ikadame Amar Rabba, we have a whole other verse of your version number two over here. Ikadame Amar Rabba Mina Aminala. Where do I know that a man who sends these gifts to the woman that he spoke about marriage with, that he dafka wants it to be done for Kiddushin, Kiddikatani Taima. It's like the Mishnah taught that if gifts are sent to the one afterwards, it's not going to work. Shemachas Kiddushin Mishan himself. He's only doing it because Kiddushin Mishan him. And Hacha Hu Detai, that in the Mishnah, that's where he makes a mistake. He thought the first one was good, and this is not for marriage. Haba Alma, have a Kiddushin, but if he hadn't done anything earlier, then it would be Kiddushin. Why should Hechad the Shalach below Kiddushin if he sent this without anything else? The Abaye says back, lo mi boy, kamar. No, don't try to bring the Zariah, because really the Mishnah may be saying, lo mi boy, but alma the lo nechis latoris kiddushin klal. If a stam guy sends gifts, that's clearly not going to be for marriage. That says, velo hele kiddushin alibo. There's never a kiddushin over there. But, ela filu hachad the nechis latoris kiddushin. Even in the case where the guy already wants to get married to her, even so, ema havi kiddushin, I would say the taka would be Maybe I would say Imav Kedushin. That case would be Kamashvila is coming to even that case is not going to be Rashi's of Alacha the Nachi Nachas Laachi Matoch She Allah Libo of Niska She Ain Kedusha of Kolum Shalchus of Lona Same Lashem Kedusha. We say it's up for Kedushin, and maybe it would be working as a Kamashvila. It's not Kedushin. So according to version number one, Abaye, Abaye is explaining Rabba's law, he's defending it. According to the second one, he's arguing on it. So Maya Veloa Taka is the Halacha. Are we choshesh that a guy sending gifts to this woman who he spoke about marriage is considered marriage or not? Amar Rav Papa ba'asa de mekachiv held the misavli in a place where they firstly do kiddushin for then send gifts. Then chayshina, we're going to be worried. Rashi says the kevin dor chaya the kiddusha bereisha the chayshina the shadar hani the shem kiddushin. Maybe he's saying this as actual marriage. Misavli held the mekachiv, but in a place where they send gifts first and then they get engaged, and lo chashinim, we're not worried the fact that this is actually considered kedushin. In fact, the gemara makachi b'hadem esable pshita in a place where he goes ahead and they do kedushin first, and then he goes and sends gifts. Obviously, you have to say that maybe this is marriage, right? So why do you even have to say it? Lo tzricha deruba makachi b'hadem esable. We're talking about a case where majority of people, what they do is they first get married, then they send the gifts. Miyuta esable b'hadem makachi, and they have the miyut to do the opposite. Ma'ata tamei nechal shemiyuta. Maybe we should be worried about the miyut over here, and say that the woman is not considered married. Because the majority of people first get married first, then they send it. Kamashvans, come and tell you, no, we don't say that. We look at what is the majority, and therefore maybe Ataka was for kiddushin. Zok the Gemara, frek the Gemara, boy me ne, Ravacha barav huna me Rava, huchzak shtark suba b'shuk mau. Let's say they found that there was a shtar. Shiro Shtark Suba in the Shuk Mao in Niskacha La'acher. She gets married to somebody else. La'ach Zika Kimidiyash Lebishon. Is she considered married to the first one or not? Amrlei V'chim Mepnei Shemachzik Shtark Suba B'Shuk Nachzik Bo Ke'ishas Ish. Because of the fact that we have a Shtar Suba that's in the Shuk, you got to say straight up in the nether, married? Of course not. Who says that that's the case? We don't know that. Maybe they never did Kiddush in the first place. What's halacha? Amar Ravashi ba'asa the mekachiv hadi because kasvik suba in a place where they first go and they do kiddushin and then they read a ksuba chashin and then we're worried. The fact that there's a ksuba that exists now must mean that she was already engaged. Kasvik hadi mekachiv, but if they read the ksuba first and then they get married, lo chashin, and we're not worried to say that she's dafka married. Mekachiv hadi ksave pshita says, "What are you talking about? A place where they first get in kiddushin and then they read the ksuba." Obviously, you have to be worried. What shaykh? Why are you mentioning it? No, lo tzricha de lo shriach safra. We're talking about a place, it's necessary to say this in a place where there's not usually a sofer that's available there. Rashi explained, ein ha sofer matzah be'ir tamid, the sofer is not always there. So, ma'al the tema that I would have thought, safra hu de israme. Maybe in such a case, in such a place, you would think that maybe the man happened to find a sofer. Asked him Redik Suba, even though he didn't yet get engaged to her, Kamash Malan, therefore comes to tell me that we're not worried about such a thing. But since the general people over there, Redik Suba, after they get engaged, then we're going to say that the man that's there really did go ahead and engage this woman. And that's the real deal. Zok the next Halakha Mishnah, Mekadesh Isha Ubita. Somebody gets engaged to a woman and her daughter at the same time. Oisha Vechos Gachatz or a woman and a sister at the same time. Rashi says, "Amar Harish Teichem Mekudeshli." Both of you can make Rashi to me, and the Mekudeshes are not married. Rashi says, "Ve'ein Achas V'im Tzricha Get." The Gemara first time, neither of them is getting. The Gemara is going to explain what is the pshat over here. Umaisa story time. There's a story that Bechamish Nashim. There were five women. Ubahen Shtei Achayos. Two of the women there were sisters. And Velikid Adam Echad Kalkala Shaltenim. This guy, he took a whole basket of figs. Shalahem v'shalahen haisa. The figs actually belonged to the women. V'shal shvias haisa, and there was stuff that grew during Shemitah. Being that at Shemitah, the stuff was hefker, and they're able to go ahead and take it. Right? So Gemara Farish, my asal shmina. What's coming to teach us over here? V'amah, the guy takes the stuff, and he says to these women, "Harei kucha mekudesh asli b'kalkala zu. All of you are married to me with this kalkala, with this basket." V'kilba achas v'em al yidei kulan, and one of them accepted it for all of them. V'amru chachamim. They brought this to the Chum. They said, "Ein achayus mekudash mekudashos." The sisters are not considered married, but the rest of them are. And obviously, the Gemara is going to explain why exactly that works. Says the Gemara, "Minani meili." Where do we know that Kiddushin is not going to work with two sisters, a mother and a daughter? If it happens at the same time, that doesn't work. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, the Amar Kar, because the Pasuk says, Ve'isha elachosa lo sikach litzar. You can't take a woman and the sister to become tsaros one to the next. HaTorah Amar, the Torah is saying, B'shoshan asat tsaros zulazu, at the time that they become tsaros one to the next, lo yehe lo likuchim afilu ba'achas man. It's not considered marriage, even with even one of them. Rashi explains that kegon shekitchen ka'achas, when you marry him at the same time. Because hakadaitech tekra, v'hachi ksiv, v'ka'amar lo sikach, en l'cha b'en l'kuchen. So here it's not considered like they're married. Amar le Rav, Rav says back, yachi hainu d'chsiv. If that's really true, it's talking about getting married exactly at the same time, then hainu d'chsiv, how do we understand that which says later in that same area, v'nich yisrael nefashos osos mikarev amam. The person who does this will get kares, will be cut off. Now, clearly, this part of the pasuk, this idea, is talking about the person we said earlier, the one who tried to marry two sisters, is going to get kares if he has an intimate relationship with them. E kiddushin lo tafsibo. There's no kiddushin over here because not tofes. Kares mi mechayev. Is there going to be any kares over here? Can't be, because neither one of them ends up being the sister of his wife. So then when you say that the first pasuk speaks about the marriage happening at the same time, can't be that's what it's talking about. Elam, Rava comes and says, krab zeh acher zeh. The pasuk is saying you can't marry sisters means one after the other. It says, Rashi, shebe kedushin rishonayi ishto. She's now, they're married. Ukamer in kedushin tofsin, bachosa, the second one does work. Vim pa'ala. And you do, if you have a relationship with her, then onus karis, then the punishment is going to be karis. Masnisin kidarabba. And the Mishnah that says that a man who gets married at the same time, it doesn't work, that goes going to rabba, the amir rabba, kol she'ena b'zeh chazeh. Whatever is not able to happen one after the other, afilu ba'as achaseinu, it's not able to happen if it happens at the same time. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here, continuing to pick up on that last nukuda we just spoke about. Next time, until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.